Okay, over the weekend we had reports in newspapers advising at-risk groups to get vaccinated with the flu vaccine. The HSE Health Protection Surveillance Centre, HPSC, have also advised at-risk groups to get vaccinated, so we're back into the flu season again. I have on the line with me this morning, we have a Dr. Maureen Boland, she's a consultant in the public health medicine. And she's going to tell us a little bit, a few things about the flu facts and whatever, and also about, in generality, who needs to get vaccinated and what could be the complications. Good morning, Maureen. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now, the flu. What actually is the flu?
Well, the flu is a viral illness. We're all very familiar with it. It's a little bit different from a common cold because it comes on very quickly. Comes on over a matter of a few hours, and it's associated with a high temperature. People have sore muscles, often get a dry cough, headaches, and a sore throat. So anyone who gets the flu should stay at home and rest and drink fluids. And I'm on the radio today to say to people that you can avoid this by getting vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and if you're at a high risk group, you'll be at higher risk of complications if you get the flu. So the vaccine is the best protection available.
Right, okay. Well, we'll actually touch on the high risk groups later on in the interview. Now, this is what's called the seasonal flu. Are there any different strains in it this year? No, wait, a couple of years ago, I think we had the swine flu strain. Is there any other strains this year, new ones?
Well, this year in Ireland, we're seeing influenza type A generally. Last season, we saw a little bit of a mixture of type A and type B. There's a vaccine recommended every year because the flu types, as you say, change from year to year. So the vaccine this year, it's been shown, is very similar to the strains that are circulating. So there's good protection from this year's vaccination against the flu A, which is circulating at the moment. There are two types of flu A circulating at the moment. One is very like the pandemic strain of 2009, and the other one is a different type of A.
Okay, and basically, you give us the symptoms there, and the good advice would be to stay in bed and keep yourself warm, plenty of liquids and whatever like that. But when should you actually get worried and go and see your doctor about this, if it's sort of prolonged or whatever?
Yes, well, if people get short of breath with it, have to use their inhalers more often, for example, if they have asthma, they have a very high temperature, which is difficult to control. And people who are in, you know, particularly risk groups, I'm talking really about small children or elderly people who are very unwell with it, should talk to their doctor and get, because there is a risk of respiratory illness such as pneumonia following influenza.
Mm-hmm. Now, just one of the reports that came out over the weekend, or actually came out today, is basically a Dr. Fergal Hickey from the Irish Association of Energy Medicine, or Emergency Medicine, has warned about the overcrowded departments in the different hospitals, especially Beaumont, and they, as you were saying to me before we came on air here, that there is a problem with Beaumont at the moment where people are visiting is restricted. When should you actually present yourself, if at all, at hospital?
We're recommending that in most cases, for most healthy, you know, originally healthy children, adults, the flu can be managed at home with, as I said, with fluids, with use of paracetamol to ease the symptoms, with rest, drinking plenty of fluids and staying out of circulation so that you don't spread it. So you really need to stay at home for a couple of days until the symptoms have abated. If people are obviously will need to talk to their GP if they're seriously ill. Unfortunately, when people are seriously ill, they do need to talk to their GP and they do need to come to hospital. Like, we have had several hospitalisations during this season reported back to the HPSC, and obviously there are people who are severely sick.
Mm-hmm.
So people not to present unless you need it.
Unless it's vitally important. Mm. But okay. Now, we will go back now. Who are the most at-risk groups in our society?
Well, what we say our risk groups are people who are at risk of getting severe flu and severe illness following flu. So the people who are at risk of that are people who are aged 65 and older, people who are children who are under two, people with chronic illness, so people who have underlying illness such as chronic lung disease or chronic heart disease, chronic neurological disorders, anyone who's got a low immune system, for example, people on cancer treatment or who have a low immune a mechanism due to disease, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And also pregnant women, because the vaccine can be given at any stage of pregnancy and up to 2 weeks after the woman has delivered to protect the woman and also her child.
So it won't actually affect pregnant women can get this vaccination yet?
Yes, they can. It's safe to be given in pregnancy at any stage of pregnancy. And we have seen flu in very small children, so it protects, it gives a level of immunity to the child. And also then people in long-term care facilities, people in nursing homes, people with intellectual disability in facilities. And then finally, a very important group that we're targeting this year for vaccination are healthcare workers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can provide a high level of immunity to themselves and to their families, but also to the people they're giving care to. Because often elderly people can't mount an immune response for themselves. So it's important that they're sort of surrounded by healthcare workers who have a good level of immunity to protect the elderly people.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, I'm actually just reading here of people who are at risk. Now, I'm actually just seeing something here which actually affects myself personally. I have a type 1, I'm type 1 diabetes. I have type 1 diabetes. Should I be getting the flu vaccine?
Yes, you should indeed be getting the flu vaccine. You'd be falling into what's called an at-risk group with diabetes.
Well,
yes.
I didn't actually know that now. This is the first time I've saw it, so I'll have to, as I say, most definitely
follow
that up.
Now, most GPs are active in you know, telling people who are attending them with these conditions, you know, to remind them about the flu vaccine. And every season in September, there's a campaign mounted with all this news. So I'm sorry you've missed that.
So I obviously have missed it. Now, how safe is the flu vaccine, by the way?
Well, the flu vaccine is one of the safest vaccines around. It's been given for, believe it or not, over 60 years, particularly in America and in Europe. This year, it's an inactivated vaccine, so there's no live component. You know, some people are, every time I talk to people, they're concerned that they might get the flu, but that's actually a myth. You cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine. It's safe. It has local side effects. People can get a sore arm quite frequently, but it has very few severe complications.
Now, actually, that would have been my next question for you, but I'm going to move on here. Now, it says when should you get vaccinated? Now, I know the optimum time is September, October of last year, but you're advising people now to get vaccinated now due to the sort of maybe the ramp up of it.
I mean, flu is now circulating. We're now in February, and flu is now circulating actively in the community. We're seeing outbreaks in nursing homes. We're seeing people reporting to their GPs, and as you say yourself, hospitals are seeing people admitted with flu. The flu vaccine takes about 2 weeks to work. It's really very effective, particularly in young adults to middle-aged adults. It's a very, very effective mechanism. So we would highly recommend people that it's not too late at all to go out and get vaccinated to protect yourself and your family and your loved ones. People who are in your vicinity who are at risk will also be protected if you're protected. So it's not too late to get vaccinated. People can get vaccinated from their GP or from pharmacists.
Pharmacists are able to give it out now, are they? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's great. That's great.
And the vaccine is free of charge for people in the at-risk groups. If you have a GP card or a medical card, then everything is free. If you don't, then you may have to pay an administration fee, a smaller fee to get it actually administered. But the vaccine component itself is free of charge for you.
Okay. Let's have a quick look here. You were saying there's no sort of mutations this year as far as the flu is concerned that you are aware of.
The European Centre for Disease Control, they characterise the flu strain circulating every year, and they've back since autumn last year they've been looking at the flu which is in Europe, and they say there's been no significant difference from the flu that's circulating. Compared to the vaccine, so that's great news.
You know, that is great news. Yeah,
matching,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because in other years, as I say, we have had sort of mutations like the swine flu and the H2.
There can be variations. So this year we have H1N1, then we have H3, and they're matching in fairly well to the flu vaccine, which is good. And again, another reason to be assured that the vaccination. Will be the best thing for people in at-risk groups.
Okay. Now, for people who don't actually have the flu at the moment, is there any way that you can actually prevent yourself getting the flu?
I suppose when flu is circulating in the community, it's a highly infectious viral disease, can spread very, very easily from person to person. We would recommend hygiene, basic hand hygiene. So For people who are sick, they should be coughing into tissues and disposing of the tissues and washing their hands. For people who are well, they should really be washing their hands before eating, not putting their hands to their face, things like that.
Common
sense. Staying away from people who are sick. And if you are in that risk group, then you really should, stay away as far as possible from people who you know have a respiratory illness, because it is very infectious, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's basically basic common sense, common basic hygiene, keep yourself clean. Now, the HSE issued this alert last week because there had been a spike in the flu epidemic.
Yeah.
Is it anything to do with the weather?
Well,
we're trying to blame the weather and everything at the moment, but no, there has been a pretty bad couple of months weather-wise, and
wondering is it related? In well, the flu is kind of, I think it's a fascinating virus because it comes every season, so it kind of arrives into autumn and is gone by the end of spring usually.
Mm-hmm.
It does survive for longer on surfaces when it's cold.
Right.
So cold weather means the virus will stay live, if you want, for longer on surfaces. So it always seems to strike, as you know, that's why it's called seasonal flu.
Of course.
During this time of year always. So.
Okay, and another thing is, how long, when you get the flu vaccine, how long does that actually effective for with you?
How long will it work?
Yeah.
Within your system? Well, it takes 2 weeks before the vaccine actually starts working for you, mm-hmm. before the level of protection is built up to anything. And the vaccine should work for that season. It wanes a little bit in people who are older,
mm-hmm.
because their immune system just isn't quite peaked up enough to keep the immunity going. So we would say it's one vaccine for one season. So every season you need another vaccine.
You need a new vaccine.
That is because your immunity may wane a bit, and also because the vaccine is matched every year to the best guess of what the circulating virus will be. So you need to get that vaccine every September.
Brilliant.
If you're in that risk group.
Now, if people want more information actually on the flu or in general about the flu, is there anywhere they can go to, any website, any phone numbers or anything they can call?
Yes. Well, if I could give you maybe two websites.
Yeah.
The first one is the HPSC. So it's www.hpsc.ie.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is www.immunisation.ie.
Immunisation. Is that with an S or a Z?
With an S.
Immunisation.ie, and that's where they can go for information about the flu and whatever.
Yeah, information about the flu vaccine. So we're really requesting people to consider their own health and health of the people around them by getting their flu vaccine, and they can get it straight away.
Well, I suppose the way it is if you get yourself vaccinated, you're looking after yourself, but you're also protecting your family and your loved ones around you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're protecting everyone who's vulnerable around you, and it is really the best protection we can get. It's safe and effective, and it can give you the flu. So there's really, it's all a win, really, getting the flu vaccine.
Lovely. Listen, Dr. Boland, consultant public health medicine, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us here this morning on Lifeline. And as I say, if you're listening out there, I'll give out the websites again near the end of the programme. Get yourself vaccinated if you're one of the risk groups, or even if you're not. If people, that's one thing, Dr. Boland, if you're not an at-risk group, can you still get vaccinated? No, even if you want to pay.
You can get vaccinated if you wish to pay. The vaccine will be sourced differently and you pay for the administration.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the US, many people get vaccinated who are not in at-risk groups. So, but the campaign that we run is for the at-risk groups. And
of
they're
course.
Really our priority. They're not all getting vaccinated. So they're the ones we're concentrating on at the moment.
Of course. Okay, Dr. Boland, listen, thanks very much for talking to us here this morning on Near FM Lifeline.